الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكمه التنزيل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders and brothers, we commence by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salam and salawat, peace and salutations upon our beloved master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all of those who tread in his path with utmost sincerity till the day of Qiyamah. First and foremost, I would like to advise myself and then the rest of us to inculcate the life of taqwa, that is the life of consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success only in the life of taqwa. So today, inshaAllah, I will be talking on one of the primary motives, primary objectives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with. Allah has given us this life, this worldly life, in order to test us. And He has given us the solutions. He has made within this life the solutions so that we may attain the next life. So the primary objective of this life is that we attain Jannah, that we may gain entrance into Jannah, the paradises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the primary objectives, the most fundamental objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. So to attain this Jannah, we should be free from the fire of Jahannam. So there are many, many ways that we can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and to gain entrance into Jannah. The ulama of the past, one of the greatest shaykh, Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, as well as his disciple Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, has brought it in their works, 10 mechanisms, 10 ways that we can save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, 10 ways and mechanisms that we can expiate and dissolve our sins, 10 mechanisms that we can get our sins ridden of, that we can get our sins forgiven and gain entrance into Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has brought and extracted these 10 points from the Quran and Sunnah, from nowhere else. From the Quran and Sunnah, he has extracted 10 points. So without further delay, I go into these points. The first he mentions is the concept of Tawbah. The first point, the first mechanisms where we can get rid of our sins, where our sins get expiated, where our sins are dissolved, where we get entrance into Jannah, where we are forgiven in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is none other than the concept of at-tawbah. Tawbah literally means, taba yatubu literally means to come back to. For indeed a sin, when it is committed, distances us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, distances away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawbah gets us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is this tawbah? Tawbah is nothing to do with our verbal manifestation. It is nothing to do from our tongue. It is a spiritual frame of mind. It is an internal act. It is the act of the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when explaining what tawbah, he explained it in one word. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? An-nadamu at-tawbah. An-nadamu at-tawbah. Regret and the guilt felt in the heart. The dislikeness of a thing after committing it, that is tawbah. When the heart, when something revolves in the heart, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when explaining sin, he said, Al-ithmu ma haka fi sadri. Sin is that which goes around in your heart and you dislike people to know about it. That is sin. And tawbah is the same thing which when you, after committing the sin, you feel that guilt, that regret, that is at-tawbah. So this tawbah is one of the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creating mankind. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I am going to create this species of man. I am going to create mankind. The angels, knowing the fact, the jinns before us, they were doing the same thing. So they remarked, they said, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. Are you going to create a species who are going to cause corruption on earth? Who are going to be bloodthirsty? Who are going to be warmongers? Are you going to create the same like that of the jinns? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed I know what you do not know. So the Mufassirun remark under this ayah, they say, it is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created mankind so that He can manifest the merciful side of His. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show that He was the Lord full of mercy. Because when He created the angels, Allah describes the angels saying, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the amount of blink of an eye. They say, what did the angels themselves say? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We are in constant tasbih. We are in constant tasbih of you, O Allah. We glorify you all the time. Why are you going to create them? So it is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created mankind in order to forgive them, in order to show that He is a merciful Lord. And this tawbah comes with many, many, many things. Nothing can stand between the sinner and Allah's mercy if a person practices sincere tawbah. Nothing will withstand tawbah to be accepted. And one of the plus points, one of the advantages of tawbah is that tawbah is definitely accepted if it is from a sincere heart. So given the stakes, so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to accept our tawbah, why are we hesitating? Why are we procrastinating? So it is upon us. What we can get from this is that we do sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. And the second mechanisms which can expiate our sins, which can get our sins forgiven and grant us entrance into Jannah, is al-istighfar. Al-istighfar and at-tawbah are mutalaziman. They necessitate each other, but they are yet different. But they are yet separate. Tawbah is the action of the heart, as we define. And al-istighfar, it is the action of the tongue. It is the verbal manifestation of tawbah in our heart. So, al-istighfar is which comes when the regret in the heart is there. The verbal manifestation which comes out of our mouth is al-istighfar. The most common of al-istighfar is astaghfirullah. It can be, Ya Rahman, irhamni. Ya Tawwab, tub alayya. Ya Ghaffar, irfirni. It can be any means of verbal pronunciation of regret, of petitioning to forgive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to forgive our sins from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is al-istighfar. And we know the famous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a habitual sinner. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a person who used to sin, and then at night he used to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, he would say, Ya Rabbi, adnabtu dhanban faghfirli. Oh my Allah, I have perpetrated a crime. I have committed such and such a sin. Please forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would readily forgive him. And the next time, he would commit a same or a similar sin. And he would come to, when he reaches the night, he would come to the musalla and he would cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya Rabbi, adnabtu dhanban faghfirli. Oh my Allah, I have committed the sin. Please forgive me. He would do this the third and the fourth and the fifth time. He would continuously keep doing this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful Lord, would readily accept his tawbah. And at a moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summons the angels and calls them and tells them, look and be a witness that I have forgiven this habitual sinner, slave of mine, because he is doing tawbah and istighfar for me. So we have hope, my brothers and elders. We have hope, whatever the sin we may have committed, we have hope. We can hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can do sincere tawbah and istighfar and get back to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his majesty, he does not have to do some things, but he does some things in order to forgive us. He comes at the pre-dawn, he comes to the sama'ud dunya, he comes to the lowest heaven, and he calls out, هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَ. Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there someone asking me out of my bounties so that I may grant it to him? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking the first step, coming to us, calling out, and we are yet asleep. We are in slumber. We are in negligence. So, my dear respected elders and brothers, the second I said was al-istighfar, which can expiate our sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, the best of people are those who seek forgiveness. Kullu bani Adam khata. Each and every son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a sinner. Definitely he will commit a crime. He is prone to sins. But وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of sinners are those who constantly come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who constantly repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going on to the third mechanism, or the third way, where our sins are expiated, where our sins are forgiven, and we get entrance into Jannah, is that good deeds. The third is the good deeds. The third mechanism to get our sins forgiven is good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Indeed, good deeds dissolves bad deeds. Indeed, good deeds gets your sins forgiven. Once a man came into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah, I have committed a crime. I have seduced a woman and I have gone to the extent of kissing her. He did not actually do the act of adultery and fornication, but yet he has gone to the extent of kissing that woman. So in the court of law, there is no specific whipping, or there is no specific rule for the person who has committed this sin, this crime. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. And then it is time for prayer. And they pray, and that man, thinking that there is no redemption for him, there is no way of getting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he walks away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends word and calls that man back. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that man, "Weren't you the person who said that you have committed such and such a sin?" He says, "Yes, O Rasulullah, it was me." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Didn't you then pray that specific prayer with us?" He says, "Yes, O Rasulullah, I prayed with you." "Then don't you know what Allah says in the Quran? Don't you remember what Allah says in the Quran?" He says that indeed good deeds get your evil deeds forgiven. It goes away. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبَنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Your good deeds make your sins go away from you. It distances the evil deeds and crimes that you have committed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go away. So we know each and every small deed is an act of sadaqah. And every act of sadaqah makes and causes our sins to be forgiven. It may be a minimal act of just smiling. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةً. Smiling at your brother is an act of sadaqah. And that act of sadaqah can cause our sins to be forgiven and grant us entrance into Jannah. It can be anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when saying about the 5 times prayers, he said, "Will there be any dirt on a person who takes a bath 5 times a day?" The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, "No, O Rasulullah, there won't be a speckle of dirt on the body of that man." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, he said, "What do you think of that person who prays 5 times a day? Do you think any sin will remain on him? Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold him accountable for the small sins that he has done?" No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is readily waiting to accept our good deeds and forgive our sins. And the fourth mechanism which will cause our sins to be forgiven and grant us entrance into Jannah is dua and istighfar of other believers to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. It is from the culture of Islam that we seek repentance for each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. Where we say, Allahumma اغْفِرْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ الْأَحْيَاءِ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the male and female believers, the male and female Muslims, the living as well as the dead. This is from the culture of Islam that we seek forgiveness and make dua to one another. It is the beautiful teachings of Islam. So it works both sides. We seek forgiveness and we make dua for others, and others make dua and forgiveness for us. So this works like this. So this is, we cannot actually rely on this, because we cannot say that this person will mention my name or make dua for me. But we hope that the Muslims make dua for us and we are included in the dua of the Salihin and the pious. And the fifth mechanism that will expiate our sins and give us entrance into Jannah, that is a part and parcel of each one's life. It is part and parcel of every human's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this life, has given us this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remarks in Surah Al-Mulk, he says that we have given you life and death. We have given you everything in order to test you. Calamities, trials, be it tribulations, or be it emotional or physical pain a believer faces in his life. Be it anything a believer faces in his life. Be it a prick of a thorn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this out of His mercy. The small sickness which we face, the headache we get, it is all from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that He can forgive us. The calamities and trials and tribulations, are all means of getting our sins forgiven. So this is extracted from the Quran and Hadith. The ulama say this is one of the main reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts each and every one of us, because we are committing sins on a daily basis. Every day, every single moment of our lives, we are indulging some type of sin, some kind of sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a test or two in order that He forgives our sins. So at one point, this insan, this man realizes and he embraces that. The true believer embraces the calamity which has befallen him. He says, I know it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At one point he comes to realize that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is afflicting me. Once a group of delegation came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very much impressed with them. They were still non-Muslims, disbelievers. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very much impressed with them because of some qualities they had. One of that was الرضا بمر القضاء. They were pleased with the divine destiny. Whatever befalls us, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we certainly know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing, is making it a means of our redemption, is making a means of dissolving our sins, forgiving us and granting us entrance into Jannah. So that was the fifth mechanism. Moving on to the sixth mechanism which can expiate our sins, which can cause us, which can give us redemption, is punishment of the grave. Let me tell you something. Some of these mechanisms we desire. Some of these we do not want. We do not want some of these. But yet, this will serve as a mean, as an alternation from the fire of Jahannam. For some people of this ummah, the major sinners, who deserve actually a greater punishment, who deserve Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them punishment in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them in the grave. And they will be expecting a greater punishment in the day of Qiyamah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His supreme mercy, He will forgive them. He will grant them entrance into Jannah. So, as I said, some of these mechanisms we desire and some we do not desire. We just want to skim through all of these. We want to zoom through all of these. We do not want the punishment of grave at any cost. And the next one, that is also something we do not desire. We do not want this, but this will serve as a means of redemption. This will be a means that our sins are forgiven. That is the punishment and the trials on the day of Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah will be a very frightful day. Some people will be drowning in their own sweat. It will be amount to their sins they have committed. They will be facing so much of anxiety and grief. What will happen to them? The people who will get the book of deeds on their left hands, they will be wailing and crying, saying, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. Oh my Allah, I wish, I hope and I wish that I had not come to such a situation where I get my book of deeds on my left hand. It will be destruction for everyone except who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers with His mercy. So the sixth and the seventh point, we do not desire this. We do not want, we do not accept this at any cost. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive each and every one of us, to grant us redemption through other means. And the eighth mechanism, the eighth way of getting our sins expiated and getting entrance into Jannah is good deeds gifted to the deceased by the living. When we go into the life of Barzakh, when we go into the life of Qabr, all our a'mal are ceased. They will be cut out, as mentioned in the ahadith. Except sadaqah jariyah, except the sadaqah which keeps on coming, like a well a person has dug, like an orphan he has looked after, It can be anything. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. A pious child he has left behind. That individual, when he makes dua, saying, Oh Allah, forgive my father, forgive my mother, forgive my brother, be it anyone, forgive them. And that sincere dua of the relative or the son or the daughter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our sins in the qabr. When we are in the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us expiation from our sins. And inshaAllah ta'ala, He will grant us entrance into Jannah. And going on to the ninth point, the ninth way of getting our sins expiated is the shafa'ah of our beloved master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is after each and every adhan we make dua. وَبَعَثْهُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ. The maqam mahmood, the praiseworthy place and status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He says in the Ayatul Kursi, He says, no one will be given permission to intercede in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except those few who are permitted. And the greatest person and the greatest intercession will be granted to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fall in sajda in front of him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a praising that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in his heart at that moment. He will keep on praising Allah azza wa jalla. Allah will call out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him, Irfa' ra'sak, raise your head, O beloved Nabi of mine. Wasal tu'ta, washfi tushaffa. You ask anything, you will be granted. You intercede on behalf of anyone, I will accept your intercession. So on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a means for us to get into Jannah and get our sins forgiven and expiated. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the blessed shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of Qiyamah. And last but not the least of the 10 points which I said is the ultimate and the supreme mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, none will be granted permission into Jannah except those whom Allah has mercy upon, except those Allah shows mercy upon. The Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in remarked, O Rasulullah, even you? Will that be your case too on the day of Qiyamah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَّا أَيَّتَغَمَّدَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ إِلَّا أَيَّتَغَمَّدَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Unless and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers me and wraps me with His mercy. It is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Each and everyone, including the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, will be granted entrance and permission into Jannah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to give us redemption through means which we desire and grant us entrance into Jannah. But last not the least, I would like to give a better mechanism, that is to stay away from sins, to avoid sins. That is the best mechanism that a person can get to get into Jannah. So we should try our maximum to stay away from sins and evil and crimes, because it is doing nothing but causing us a greater harm in this world as well as the hereafter. Before I wrap up, I take this moment to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and give redemption for the people who are suffering all around the globe. And the Colombo Muslim Masjid Federation have taken a step. They have started taking signatures to do a petition against the government, which is proclaiming and claiming that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So I ask everyone of you
We cannot do much. We are helpless at situations, at times. But this is an opportunity. We can grab. We can, they have provided, I think, files and papers and pens so that we can sign, we can keep our signatures, and they will use this to petition against their government. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and forgive our parents and forgive our asatidah and grant us entrance into Jannah and forgive and accept all of us.